Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Trips, what do you remember? What did you enjoy about them reminiscing this morning? Anya, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Well, listen, we had one of those, I think it was just called a combi. I don't think it was anything else.
Yeah.
But it had a pop-up roof.
Yes.
So not a roof tent or anything, but like one of those pop-up things. So if the car was stationary, you could pop it up and it forms like a loft almost. And then two or three of us could sort of sleep in there and that was sort of camping type vibe.
Mm.
But this thing broke. I think it was stationary more than it moved, actually. And we would, when I was in high school, we would always, during the June holidays, drive up to Bintook in Namibia, because that's where Granny stays.
Yeah.
And invariably, at that BP at North River, the combi would decide, nope, it's had enough. That is it. And it would always require some fixing and some tinkering and heck knows what else. And there was one trip where it decided, no, it actually needed an overnight stay. So I distinctly remember camping next to said BP at North River. Now, I mean, it's changed a little bit, but in those days, there was nothing else there. It was the BP. That was it.
Yeah.
And the husband and wife team who ran, they were darlings. So the wife, the next morning, baked up fresh bread and brought us warm bread with homemade butter.
Oh.
It was the real version of B&B at the time.
That is...
Although we provided our own bee.
Yeah, you brought
it. The other trip, I think that was the same trip, actually, on the way back from Namibia, the latch that closed that pop-up sort of loft broke.
Yes.
So the thing popped up. So the thing is, then you can't drive very fast. So my dad's solution to the matter was, take a really long piece of rope, and he rolled the whole thing up like a roast. The net effect was you couldn't open the sliding door to get out.
Oh,
so somebody needed a wee. Mom passed you through the window and Dad caught you on the outside.
That is classic.
Your previous caller reminded me of a trip. My brother and I were at boarding school up in Pietermaritzburg.
Okay.
We grew up on the north coast in Natal. One trip my folks came to fetch us for, I don't know, end of term, midterm or something like that.
Right.
And we got hit by a big storm on the way home. And the windscreen wipers packed up. So we pulled over on the side of the N3 to wait it out. It just didn't stop. And my old man was getting more and more irritated. Eventually, he got my mom to take off her stockings, underwear, pantyhose, whatever they are, rip them in half, tied one to the right windscreen wiper, one to the left. And we drove home on the N3 at about 60 k's an hour with my dad pulling it up on the one side and my mom pulling it down the other side, going hanging out the window. It was the funniest thing. And my brother and I were killing ourselves in the back seat. I think it was made worse by the fact that to shut them up, well, shut us up, they chucked us a roll of grape super seeds, and my brother probably ate the whole packet and then chunned it out the window and left like purple rain shrubs on the side of the car after the rain.
Oh,
yeah, it was a special
best
trip.
Best trip ever. But that visual, Simon, of your mom and dad being windscreen wipers, pulling your mom's stockings.
Pure gold.
Oh,
it wasn't the first time. Like, we had a pantyhose fan belt as one. We used to drive
sure.
up the pantyhose fan belt. Sandbob went and the pantyhose saved us again to get us to a garage.
That is crazy. Mom's pantyhose, winners. That is just crazy. But you know what? The cars they make these days, and we're giving one away this morning, they're made like they got every bell and whistle under the sun.
Mm.
There's these warning lights that come on for any kind of a warning that there is. You never knew back in the day what would happen. You'd get in a car and you'd hope for the best, aiming to where you want to go, and you'd go. And you'd like MacGyver.
Yeah.
You'd MacGyver your way through the road trip. You know?
Sure. There's always a 2 litre water in the back and a thing of oil and say something broke.
Make it sick, make it suck. Follow us on TikTok at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.